tuning in and sipping with sisters. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Sierra.
And I'm Monique. Thank you guys so much for joining us for our second episode this week. We're going to dive right into our first segment, which is Sip Sip. Tonight, I'm sipping on, I'm just doing the same thing as last episode. I have so much peach mix left over, and I'm always doing tequila. I know I need to switch it up, but I don't fucking want to. So I'm doing the peach and tequila, you know, margarita, frozen, of course.
So I got some Puerto Rican rum that I got when I was in Puerto Rico. Is Don Q. It's some cheap shit, but it's real good. And I mixed it with lemonade. And I, listen, it hits the spots. Hits the spots, baby.
I am drinking some Pink Whitney. It is new by Amsterdam. That shit is bomb as fuck. I'm mixed it with some Minute Maid watermelon. Margarita watermelon, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I honestly feel like I'm tired of having my own drinks. I need to go out and get a drink, like a good drink, something that I can't make. I mean, you can make anything at home, but something that like I usually wouldn't make at home. I needed like a really special drink. I need to go out,
like a Sammy Sam Sam drink.
You're not funny.
Like a Sammy Sam Sam drink or something, a really special drink. You're saying it like it's like the secret sauce on, you know, what is it, Space Jam that they drunk to get the special powers or whatever?
I need some of that good stuff.
All right.
I don't have a drink in mind. I just need something different. As much as I love my margaritas, like, when I went to Miami, we went out for brunch and they had this crazy drink menu and there was about 12 of us. I went with my cousin Tanisha and her sister Alex and all of their amazing cool ass friends. Like their friends were so cool. It was crazy. So we went to this brunch place and the drink menu was crazy. Like the kid who was sitting next to me, one of their friends who were sitting next to me, he had like this drink that was in like a little wooden bowl and it had one piece of square ice and it had granola at the bottom and it was like coffee, like iced coffee alcohol kind of thing. It was really strange, but it looked so good. And I had like this drink that had melon in it, some sort of melon, and it was in this really like tall glass and it had one single super tall piece of ice. It was just super cool. Like I need something like that, something that you're never gonna find somewhere else.
The last melon.
It sounded way too much. It sounded like it was a lot going on there.
Oh my gosh! Yes, absolutely. A lot going on.
To the head, and that's it. Let's keep it pushing. You know?
No, I feel like once you get to the age, you're just tired of like drinking shit to the head. You want something cool or something good.
See, but that just sounds more dessert. Like you said, didn't you go to Miami for your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm gonna be drinking something with granola at the bottom?
Good point.
That sounds like some date night shit that I'll be having that. But like on my birthday, we're definitely like it sounds like you could possibly have a little upset stomach. We don't need that while we're out.
I understand. You're right.
Oh my goodness. See what happened was we're gonna jump into that too real quick. My week, I still have not gotten an air conditioner, so y'all pray for me at this point. A bitch is fat, black, and fucking hot, okay? It's not funny. Like, the struggle is real. We went to Walmart. Walmart sold out. We went to Con sold out. I done called a few pawn shops. Nobody has air conditioners. So whatever one of you stingy motherfuckers is out there buying all the air conditioners, I don't appreciate that shit. We went swimming again. And we actually found this pool place that's, like, ducked off in, like, a gated community. And so we was just like, okay, you know, not... You know, you be trying to find exclusive pools where ain't too many people in there. Because, you know, niggas like to piss in pools. So I be trying to find some good clean pools. And so we found this one pool. But you need to be a resident there or you need a pool pass. And we just was like, well, we're going to try our luck and just go in without being a resident and without a pool pass.
Ratchet shit.
Thrown out, then like, at least we had fun, you know? So the first day was pretty decent. Nobody really, you know, spotted us or anything like that. The second day we went, it was like a group of moms and a bunch of their kids. And then I had went by myself with just the girls. You know, last time I had went with the whole family, you know, Dreek, his family, like the whole shebang. So then it kind of just put me like a target, like, oh, look, she's going to be part of the single moms club type shit. So like, they're trying to ask me all these questions, like, oh, how long ago did you move here? And I'm just like, oh, we just moved here a few weeks ago. So they're like asking me what grade the girls are in, and oh, are they going to be going to their school and their school district? So I'm like, yeah, like, just trying to get them to shut the hell up. So they're like, oh, what grade are they going to? Stop, you know, it's a really, it's like a really small community. Like, yeah, it's a small community. It's only like 350 people in the whole school. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, so I just kept trying to go swim in the deep end so they could leave me the fuck alone. But then they started asking the girls questions. So I'm just like, oh my God.
And did you tell the girls to lie? Were they ready?
Well, you know, Zara was already kind of with it. You know, Zara, she got my back on whatever. But Naziah was like, what do you mean? I go to Wylam. So they was like, oh, you don't go to. So I was like, well, we're going to start this year. You know, here we're from the west side, so they're like, oh, okay, you know, the west side, kind of the hood side, so they're just like, oh, okay, that's great, good job on moving.
Good job on moving.
Desire just looking like, what the fuck are they talking about? Okay, just leave me alone, I don't want to play. No,
Desire is her mom and me, where it's just like, I don't have the patience to lie or play games with you, ma'am.
At all. Like, they were playing, the girls were playing Marco Polo, and then Naziah had got tagged, and she was like, I don't even know how to swim. So they were just like, it's okay, we'll just go on the shallow end. So they were on like the 3 feet playing Marco Polo, and then she tried to cheat. She put goggles on, and it just kept dipping her head underwater and looking through the goggles to tag people.
No,
and
ma'am.
And then she still didn't get nobody, so she just got mad and was like, I don't want to play anymore.
That's how you get kicked out of the game.
Right, she cheated, still didn't catch anybody, and then still ended up quitting.
That's how you know you're a loser.
Don't do that to my Shay Shay.
Sore loser. And you know
she's gonna cuss you out and tell you, period, sis.
Absolutely.
Period. And you know, it's funny, back to what you said about the pool and people peeing in the pool. I've been so scared to do that ever since I've seen that movie, Grown Ups.
Yeah,
when it turned red.
It turned blue. But I was like, I'll be damned if I ever get caught peeing in the pool.
And it's so embarrassing because when we go, Zara be like, mommy, I gotta pee. And I'm like, girl, just pee in the pool. And she's like, what? I'm not peeing in the pool, like all loud. And I'm like, oh my God. You know what? Just go use the bathroom.
I'm mad you suggested her pee in the pool. Like, you wasn't just talking about how motherfuckers keep peeing in the pool.
Well, see, that's why I want to get away from everybody, so that if I'm swimming, let it be my urine or my, like, somebody, like my child urine. I don't want to be swimming all up in everybody else's urine. I know I'm clean. You know, I know this coochie clean. I don't know about other people's coochie and stuff like that. So I don't be wanting to swim in no gonorrhea pee, crazy ass shit. People like, oh, my eyes burn. Yeah, because you got chlamydia in your fucking eye. Thanks to the dude that I'm pissed 10 times.
Wow.
Wow. No, ma'am.
What's going on with you?
So what's going on?
Because clearly Alabama is just one ratchet piece of girl something going on down there.
All right, listen, I didn't move down here and just got as hood as hood gets. Like, I don't know what happened, forgive me.
So this week, what's going on with me, I'm just fucking what Jasmine said, fat, black, and hot. I'm fucking miserable. So obviously, like, well, not obviously, I moved in with my boyfriend recently, and you know, when we were talking and everything, I was coming over to his apartment and everything was fine because it also wasn't 90 fucking degrees outside. If I ever knew that I got this hot in this fucking apartment, I would have stayed my ass at home. Like, it is so hot in this apartment, I can't take it. And it's hard because, like, our windows aren't regular windows. Like, we only have, I don't know what you would call it, regular windows in the bedroom, and all the other rooms, they either have slide windows or, like, you can push them open, but you can't push them open.
That's how it is, so, for, like, this, for here too.
Exactly. So, like, regular air conditioners can't fit in this bitch. So we have regular air conditioners, but it can only go in the bedroom. And I work from home, so I have to work in the other room, but my goddamn fucking dog chewed through the brand new air conditioner cord. So I'm just that bitch hot. And like you said, everywhere is sold out of air conditioners. So I have this dinky ass little fan. No, I'm not even going to call it dinky because it's gotten me through a lot of tough times. Like, it's a great fan, but it's not doing it for me. It's just way too high. I can't do it. I tried making a new meal this week. I made some chicken martini and it turned out so good. So that was great.
Excuse me.
Me and my boyfriend might go to a water park on the 4th of July because, again, it's hot as fuck if it doesn't rain. But other than that, just, you know, basic stuff, just working, working, working.
Well, I don't know if everybody know, but it was my birthday yesterday. So yeah,
happy birthday, dude.
No, that ass too fat. Okay, listen. Liddy, all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
But you are a big booty hoe.
I was going to say, but you're that. Except the whole part. Just big booty.
I said what I said.
Your mama.
My mom is indeed your mom. We are all in, I don't know if we ever said this, but we are actually all real sisters. Like, we are blood sisters. We just happen to live in different places and our lives went in different directions, but we are all real sisters.
It's questionable.
All right, don't stop here.
What she said.
So for my birthday, I went out to dinner last week and I went to happy hour last night. We got wasted. I am going to a happy hour cruise in Atlantic City tomorrow.
Was it like white girl wasted or just like wasted?
No, it was just lit. It was lit. It was a nice wasted. I didn't throw up, but it was a very nice time.
What did you eat for dinner? Did you guys, like, go to a place where you drank drinks and eat, or was it more of a bar-type vibe, just, like,
Bar-type vibe. You know, I went for happy hour. They had some $5 drinks, and we took a bunch of shots, so, yeah.
That's one thing about me. I love $5 drinks.
I don't drink too anymore, though. But, yeah, I just turned 24 again because I'm 26, but I was 25 last year, so I'm 24 again. Just don't worry about it. The moral of the story is... Yeah, it was my birthday.
Do the bars and clubs and stuff still be popping after COVID? Like in Philly,
I don't go to clubs in Philly.
Well, the bars.
I don't really go to bars either. It was a restaurant type of bar, but it was like a bar type vibe. I don't go out. I lied. I actually was just at a bar a couple months ago in Philly. It was actually a lot of people in there. You would think that they wouldn't be so many people seeing how COVID is a thing. I'm fully vaccinated, so I mean, like,
girl, you know, black people can't catch corona, like, life.
Ma'am,
that's not fucking true. That,
you know, they believe that wholeheartedly, especially in the South. Like,
I want them to talk to a few people who have actually got COVID, who happen to have some brown skin and be African American people. So whoever said that is a goddamn lie.
Listen, that was not COVID. It was just the flu from washing your hair and going outside.
Yeah,
you're fine. Okay. You're living.
Okay. Okay. People from your town. Yay.
That was not COVID. That
Whatever
was influenza.
They fucking believe. Let me tell you, lies. Whoever the fuck believes that is really, really a little stupid in the head right now.
I agree.
But also, I feel like people in your town would believe that because they also only got 2 teeth and 2 brain cells. So,
listen, this is not my town. I just currently live here. So don't be trying to throw shots, motherfucker.
I'm
from Pennsylvania, just like y'all, motherfuckers. About to get into Say What? Because listen, Say What? Y'all released Bill Cosby.
Like, what in the hell?
Man, so apparently, if you've been under a rock, Bill Cosby is released from jail. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court dismissed his case for 2 reasons. One being the judge allowed five witnesses on the stand, allowed the prosecutors to question him, and they weren't supposed to be there. And Bill Cosby should have never been trialed, Bill Cosby should have never been criminally prosecuted based on an agreement he made with the former DA. The deal was if he testified in a civil disposition that he would not be charged in a civil trial. So that was illegal to even trial him in a civil, in a criminal court anyways. So they wound up just throwing the case out. It does not mean that he is not guilty for what he said or for what he did. He thought that he had freedom of speech because he wouldn't be trialed, so he had said some stuff that they wound up using against him in that trial. He wound up serving 2 years prior to that, and then they wound up just releasing him. The sentence was 3 to 10 year sentence. Bill Cosby is 83 years old, And like I said, he's served 2 years in prison. So anybody want to speak first before I give my input?
Me.
Before you do go, I do want to mention that a lot of celebrities, from, of course, 50 Cent, Felicia Rashad, Janet Hubert, like everybody has something to say about, you know, everybody's either on a blue or red side. You know, red, you're hot, you're pissed off, you are disappointed. Blue, you feel like justice was served in some type of way. Like Felicia Rashad, she said that she feels like a terrible wrong has been righted. Janet Hubert had said, Felicia, what are you thinking? You better get your umbrella because here comes the shitstorm. I know 5 people personally, myself, who did not come forward. I'm outraged that he was released. He is an old-ass guilty man, and we know better. So Monique, go ahead and take it.
All right, so this is a hot fucking mess because, first off, let's just, before we get into, you know, Bill Cosby and his shit, we need to talk about the people who responded, because y'all are a fucking hot fucking mess. Like, a hot fucking mess. Like, half these people have fucking children. They have daughters as well. Are you fucking stupid? Just because a man seems okay, good on the outside, doesn't make it, like, doesn't mean that he didn't do what the actually, like, what the fuck he did. Like, that is just mind-blowing to me, especially women, bro. Niggas ain't shit. We all know that. Except mine, of course. But anyway.
But we ain't about to say that. We ain't about to make this shit like, oh,
but like,
out here.
You as a woman, to literally, like, can you imagine how these women feel who actually took the time to open their mouth about what the fuck he did? Can you imagine how they feel? They feel, like, I'm sure they felt more than vulnerable while they were testifying to begin with, and then you just pretty much said, yeah, he did that shit, you were violated, boy, damn, fuck that shit. Like, are you fucking joking me? Niggas break laws all the time, like all the time. I feel like truly I feel like that's all, no, I was gonna say some dumb shit, I'm not even gonna say that. Moral of the story is, it's just wrong. I truly feel as though that these women got no justice. And all these other women or famous people at all that are commenting on it and just saying, we're happy. Oh my gosh, no, let me actually say, do you guys know Amaretta the rapper? She said some nut ass shit and I absolutely have to.
I love that. Amaretta. Amaretta's great.
What she say?
Let me pull it up because this was just so just, I couldn't even believe my eyes, ears, mouth, and nose because this shit was ridiculous. Well, damn. Like, where is it? Give me one second. Okay. So she goes, I ain't know Bill Cosby raped nobody. I thought he manipulated women to have sex with him, but I ain't know he raped nobody. Bitch, are you fucking...
Oh.
And she was one of the people saying, like, she was, or commented on something saying that she was happy that Bill Cosby was free. Bitch, are you stupid?
People have the right to have their opinions.
I mean, that's not even necessarily an opinion. If you manipulate somebody to have sex with you, you absolutely rape them.
I was talking to Monique about that earlier. I think it depends on what you guys are saying manipulate is. Because she said, like, he's like, if somebody says, you don't get this job, if you don't have sex with me, you won't get this job. That's not manipulating you, and like that wouldn't be manipulating you into sex. That's you choosing to have sex with somebody to advance your career. You chose that option. I wouldn't consider that rape. That was a personal choice.
That's
rape
true.
Is when it's not your choice, when you don't consent to it. But if somebody gave you that kind of option, that is your choice.
Right. Give me one second. I wasn't
but drugging people, you're not giving them options.
The drugging people makes it way different. But that's what, but drugging people isn't manipulating somebody.
I agree, 100%.
Manipulation is the word that I'm talking about there.
I mean, in her case, ignorance is bliss.
Give me one second, because I wasn't done. Also, my second point on the people who were commenting, I saw, because I'm, again, obsessed with TikTok, say last time, I saw a video on the guy, you know, explaining why Bill Cosby, you know, was released from prison, blah, blah, blah. The amount of freaking fucking people on it was like, why did these women go to his hotel room anyway? Like, he's innocent. These women are stupid. And I'm just like, are y'all fucking, like, idiots? Just no sympathy, no common sense. Like, I mean, you and Sierra obviously know me in person. Everybody doesn't. But I'm a super, just like nice person. I believe that like I can be friends with anybody and I don't take shit personal until you make it personal. So there's been multiple times where I think people are my friends or like men are my friends and like, all right, like, you know, we're meeting our friends at the bar. Do you want to come over before, take shots? Okay, bet. I go over and they try to fuck me. I'm like, nigga, we need to be at the bar in 5 minutes. And I thought we were homies. Like, we're in math class together. What the fuck are you doing? Like, it happens. And to see all these, especially women, I mean, but to see all these women just be so hateful and nasty towards this situation, it's just really sickening because everybody's like, women power, women need to stick together, women need to stick together. But when it's time for women to stick together, niggas is blind, deaf, and can't speak. And I'm just like, what is going on? And on top of it, Bill Cosby, he needs to go to hell for the rest of his life. Doesn't matter what you said in Confidential. If you take advantage of somebody, my nigga, no. If you take advantage of somebody, I really wish the worst thing possible could happen to you because I feel as though there's many of women out there who are ready to get pussy up for a pack of ramen noodles. And you take advantage of the women that don't want anything to do with you in that manner. Shit's weird. People who are speaking on it, who are excited about it, need to go to hell and they need their ass beat just like Bill Cosby needs ass beat. And honestly, if you said something about this in a positive manner that he's free, I'm looking at you 1,000% differently. I'm sure my opinion doesn't matter, but just remember that I got two dogs and a cat and we're all thinking of you differently. So
first of all, what a listen, I say that, like I said, you can't say what happened to somebody else. Like, you weren't there. I feel like a lot of stuff is he say, she say when it comes down to it.
I agree.
And like, I can't personally speak on it because I don't fucking know none of them people. Don't know what he's capable of. Don't know if he did it or if he didn't. What I can see from, though, is from his perspective and from a lot of celebrities' perspective is that people who do lie fuck it up for people who tell the truth. Because as a celebrity and other people, you have people who are in positions of power where people have lied, where they had people say that they tried to do something and it was a bold-faced fucking lie. So then when you get situations like this where it is possible that he did this to some people, I really don't think that he probably did it to everybody who came forward and said that shit. Mm-hmm. I think that some people lied. And I think that the people who do lie, fuck it up for people who are telling the truth, for the victims who were assaulted, and for everybody else. And I know somebody personally who absolutely lied about some stupid shit like that. And I think that it's so fucked up. Because now, when other victims come forward, because you lied and you, now everybody's credibility is shot.
Right.
Some people do it to take advantage, or people will take money from him, and then once they go through their money, they'll be like, oh, now they want more money, and because he won't give them more money, now they want to take it to criminal and all that. But you should have never accepted the money to begin with. You shouldn't be bribed over shit like that. Like, nobody, if you are so distraught over it, it shouldn't have a price value on it, and then you change your mind later on.
But who are you saying that these women aren't that this is that kind of predicament?
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I can't speak on it because I don't know if they're lying or if they're telling the truth. I wasn't there. It's not my place to say if something happened or not. It's not my, I can't. Neither can you. You don't know. You're taking the victim's word over it, but he could be an innocent man. I know people who have been innocent and who have been accused of shit that they didn't do.
But at the end of the day,
like, I can't take a stance on some shit when I don't actually know.
Okay, yeah. So one thing I want to say is, Monique, you said something about you love everybody and you should always lead with love. With that being said, at the end of your statement, you said that Bill Cosby should go to hell. Okay, so there's plethora of women. So I'm sure some cases are true.
52, I'm pretty sure.
But at the same time, you have to look at the bigger picture of the situation. He was already trialed civilly. You know, he got his sentence for that, and he was dealing with that. They tried to go in and hurt him even more by trying to convict him criminally. If he was already penalized for it, why go and add five more people on top of the people that he was already, you know, went to trial with, and try to charge him with the same people plus an additional five more people criminally when illegally you can't do that? You know what I'm saying? They knew that they couldn't do that legally. So for me, I feel like it was basically a gimmick. You know, he winded up his sentence was 3 to 10 years. He served damn near 3 years. So at the end of the day, even if he would have, you know, served the minimum of his sentence, which is 3 years, he would have went back to court civilly and had, and if, you know, would try to petition to get out of jail or whatever his goal would be. There was no reason to try to trial him criminally with five additional people. It was basically the Me Too effect. You can't retrial somebody. He still can't be retrialed. Now, not only that, but the women that did get justice in the beginning, now they no longer have justice, and he can't be retrialed for anything that y'all done already penalized him for. So at the end of the day, it was an opportunity thing. I feel like, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, this is a conspiracy theorist. People are going to have a ball with this because, you know, a lot of people said that Bill Cosby only got accused in the first place because he was trying to buy out a major network. And that's why everything had basically hit the fan. With trying to pin, you know, I believe maybe there were a few women that he did take advantage of or manipulate. And that's why, you know, he did speak on some shit out of confidentiality, but then he wound up incriminating himself, even though it was illegal. So they still had to throw it out. You have to look at the bigger picture. You can't necessarily have one side when it comes to this because you don't know this man personally. You don't know what he did. You don't know what them women did. And then at the same time, a lot of these women, they're only coming forth because, like I said, it's lies. It may be being paid money. And then how do you know that you were drugged? Did you physically? Because this is what I had a question about. Out of all these women that said Me Too, nobody had doctor's records indicating that they were drugged. Nobody. So you mean to tell me that you know somebody drugged you, but you didn't go to the doctors the next goddamn day? This motherfucker could have drugged you and fucked you raw with AIDS, and you don't want to go to the doctors the next day to go check out yourself? And that's
why I say, like, some victims, probably. All victims, I doubt it.
There's no cases nowhere of doctor's evidence. If you were drugged.
Give me a second.
Wait a second. If you were drugged and you go to sleep and you wake up, how do you even know you were drugged besides the coke that was probably in your system or whatever the case is? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the doctor's where's the records at saying that he put, you know, I don't know what drug you use to drug people, but where is that saying that it was in your system? Nobody, he went to trial with none of that on his case. And I feel like that if that was there, they definitely could have charged him criminally, first of all, without even trying to go a civil route.
And I think get that more that's than 10 years. Done first.
Exactly. But there was no evidence stating that. There's no doctor records. None of these billions of women went to the doctors. I can see if maybe it's 1, 2, 3 cases and, you know, you just feel like you were drugged, so then you were speaking on it. But if you have no hardcore evidence, how else can you pinpoint somebody besides having a whole bunch of other people raising their hand and say, oh, it happened to me. Oh, it happened to me in '70s. Oh, it happened to me in 2004. Oh, it happened to me. Like, you get what I'm saying? There's no other way. But even if it happened to you, where's your record? Where's the receipts? Because you can't just slander somebody's name like that unless it's a bigger corporation behind it or somebody paying you off.
Monique, what were you about to say?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not even going to hold you. Everything that you guys are saying are literally seems very just what the fuck. For the simple fact is, Jasmine, number one, you said that, you know, these five people came, I'm not sure, excuse me if I get it wrong.
The case was thrown out because five additional people came to trial when they tried to trial him criminally, but civilly there was no existence of them. So that was one of the reasons why the case got thrown out by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
Okay, so I'm going to still say my argument because what you said the first time still kind of threw me off because you were saying that you can't do that. So, like, you said that these people got trialed and afterwards they try to add more people, you know, onto what he did.
But it's in a whole different court. You got to understand the difference between civil and criminal. You can't trial somebody you cannot do that. That's illegal. You can't trial the person two times for, you know, the same crime.
Okay. So if we are throwing out what is against the law and what is not, I'm just thinking about what you guys are saying in the comments that are reading that she's kind of got me hot. But the simple fact is, like I said, you said, oh, you can't, like, you know, get five more witnesses on top of it that said Me Too. You can't do that. So the first thing that
legally you can't.
We're not talking about legal, just morally. So the man that killed the police officer that killed George Floyd. The police officer that killed George Floyd. All right. So he killed this man in just a horrible way didn't need to happen. So yeah, he got sentenced for the George Floyd death. Comes out, I don't know, just out of the fucking woodwork, I don't know, just dropped down on the earth that there's 5 more fucking videos of this nigga doing that, and everybody's like, well, he was already in jail for it, no big deal.
Okay, so, and wait, I'm not done. What you're saying is not the same.
Let me finish at all, but it's okay. Let her finish, Sierra. Let me finish.
We gotta cut that out because either way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't occur to this case.
Well, let her explain. Wait. Let her explain where she's coming from, and then
no,
we can
I
go
just
back
said legally because what Jasmine said,
but legally that's
you,
not the same.
Let me talk. Let me talk.
Legally, it's not the same.
Let me talk.
Okay, go ahead. Talk.
I said morally.
We're not speaking about morally because at the end of the day, morally, you don't know this man personally to even judge him morally.
But that's not, see, but you guys, there's 52 fucking people. You're telling me that, oh, we don't know this man morally. So maybe out of the 52 people, even if one person told the truth, nigga, you go to jail. It is not okay to take advantage of
And he,
of
and he did, and he did go to jail. He did go to jail. But,
when,
then...
but when in a world, when in a world is it okay for a man to sexually assault a woman, take advantage of her because he drugged her and go to jail for 2 days? There's niggas doing.
He didn't go to jail for 2 days. He went to jail for 2 years. And it's never okay. But when you're a celebrity, sometimes you can get away with shit. Hell, you have somebody like Charlie Sheen that has hardcore evidence of getting women AIDS. And then wait a second. Wait a second. We all know when you're in a certain limelight, whether you like it or not, you get a fucking slap on the wrist. Just like Charlie Sheen, when he gave all the women fucking AIDS, have hardcore evidence of that bullshit, and he served no time in jail, did 6 months of probation, his shit was still aired on fucking line. You get certain privileges, so we're not going to sit here and just act like you don't. He did serve time in jail, and we're not saying that it's okay for you to drug any goddamn body. We are saying you gotta look at the bigger picture of the shit and don't think about it emotionally. Think of it with the fucking brain. That's all.
I am not saying that anything is okay.
I am not taking his side. I'm not against his side. What I said was, I don't fucking know because I wasn't there. Neither were any of you. So, like, right. The only people who know what the fuck happened is him, God, and the people who it actually happened to. Do I believe that he did that to 52 people? Probably not. Do I believe that he did it to some of them? Probably. But what I'm saying is, I do think that some people lied, and I do think that people do fucking tend to get accused of shit because they're in power. So I can't fucking say what happened because I wasn't there. What I'm saying is, it's not okay for anybody to get drugged. It's not okay for anybody to get raped. The shit's not okay in general. However, we don't know what the fuck happened because we weren't one of those people. And had people actually took the right fucking steps that they should have taken a long time ago.
But everybody says
it. Wouldn't have gotten to the point where it did, where there was 52 victims and they didn't take him. They didn't do the trial right. Because people were lying. They kept finding out shit. They were fucking up. That is not anybody else's fault. Should he be in jail if he did it? Yes. But can you or any other prosecutor put him in jail for something that you don't know if he did when they didn't do it right? The problem is the system as a whole is fucked up, Monique. So yes, if he did it to even one person, he should be in jail. But even if he did it to one person, if there is not evidence, he's not going to go to jail. That's why they didn't try him criminally when the first person came. They tried to build a big fucking case about it.
So, Sierra, imagine the same shit happening to you and having a fucking judge, juror, fucking lawyer look at you in your face and say, I wasn't there, so I'm not sure. Like, that shit is fucked
okay,
up.
But, what
but when you're a judge,
at,
that's
what
different.
They're going to look at and say, there's no fucking evidence. You think that shit makes a difference to the people who are fucking raped all the time and there is no evidence? People, it happens. It happens, Monique. Like, the judge look at people who have been raped, who have testified, and tell them that the fucking person who did it is going to walk away. Like, that shit happens every day. That's why people who get raped don't come forward.
Exactly. People who get raped don't come forward because of comments like, and you should have went to the doctors. How the fuck did you know you were drugged? That's why people.
Okay, but is it a valid question?
But that's a valid question. I didn't say. I'm asking a valid question. At the end of the day, if you went to sleep and you woke up, how do you know, first of all, that you were fucked? Other than, you know, if you know your body.
As a woman, don't know.
I said other than if you know your body. Most of them women said they were partying with him. Some of them agreed that they did hardcore drugs with him. So how do you know that you were raped if you did hardcore drugs other than the fact that you went to the fucking doctors? That's a valid fucking question and when you're trying to pinpoint.
And not to victim shame, I will also like to add that people do have sex with people and fucking regret it and then go and tell people that they were raped. I know this shit because people have done it, Monique. This shit has happened at Temple so many fucking times.
Not to mention.
I'm not saying that shit is okay. I'm saying is that people don't know. Like, people have sex and then be like, oh, I didn't remember, knowing that they consented to it. Sometimes they initiated it.
Not to mention, when you have a case like this where you got to keep doubling back, the DA that originally made the deal with Bill Cosby was fired. So they had to have another DA. And that's the one that tried to charge him criminally with stuff that was said on the record after he was told that he wouldn't be trialed criminally. So it's you got to look at that, too. Why was he? You're a district attorney. Why were you even fired in the first place? Why would the prosecutors feel like they need more people to come forth? At this point, it's so many women, people are already going to have their opinions about it. It don't matter if it's 54 or 262. Even if you're going to be looked at as a monster, people are going to still think it's a lie, no matter how many people come forth. Without the actual evidence, the hardcore evidence saying, here are doctor records, that's not a fucking question. That's not nothing you're taunting somebody about or saying, eh. It's a legitimate question, especially when you're talking about somebody's fucking literal childhood hero. It's Bill Cosby. This is not just somebody that's off the fucking street. People are going to have fucking questions.
You just said we don't know him personally. How the fuck is he?
You don't. So therefore, you don't. So therefore, you're going to ask questions. Where the fuck are the receipts? Even if I didn't know him personally, that would be more of a question. I'd be going harder for a fucking receipt because ain't no way in hell you going to tell me that somebody done fucked you or, you know, you done had sex with them and they raped you, but y'all were just fucking partying, doing hardcore drugs, and you have no fucking receipts that you were fucking drugged. Y'all were just doing drugs together. Then you want to tell me that you were drugged and raped? Where is the hardcore evidence at? It's just as simple as that. Take your emotions out of it and look at it logically. Look at it for what it is.
Is if somebody you knew were being accused as well, like you would want all the factual evidence. Like if anybody ever came forward and said that AJ raped them, you're going to ask questions like, are you sure that this happened? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, you're not going to just be like, oh, she said it, so it happened.
Nobody's saying that it's okay to drug women. Nobody's saying it's okay to rape women in any case form or any type of scenario whatsoever. Nobody on this podcast. We're just asking simple questions that people who think outside the box or don't believe what everybody tells them would fucking ask. These are logical questions that people would fucking ask. If you were literally curious, I'm not just going to take somebody's word for it because I don't know you just like I don't know him. But if I'm having an opinion on it, I make sure that I have a smart opinion. I'm going to ask questions. There's no way in hell I'm going to just believe that he done did this to all these women and not nail 54 of these motherfuckers have doctor's records of what happened to them. Not one. Are you kidding me?
No. Okay, so we got like a solid 45 seconds left on this because we've been on this situation for a while. We got like 45 seconds. So I'm going to say this. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, well, it's not okay to victim shame. Nobody is blaming the victim.
But wait. Okay, that's what I was going to say. That's what it feels like. It feels like a lot of people are victim shaming. Nobody is going to victim shame. Because it's a man, clearly, this man admitted to something. Something. He admitted to something.
I agree. And I did state that as well. So it doesn't matter
if it was one, two girls, three girls, four girls. You should look at this nigga differently. And there should be nobody fucking tweeting on Twitter that they're happy to get out. Because no. Whether it was, like I said, whether if it was one, two, five, seven out of the fucking 52. Nobody should be tweeting that somebody who sexually abused a woman is out of fucking jail. And that's period.
People. I mean, sadly, you got to look at the justice system with that as well, because you have drug dealers who be selling drugs just to make money for their families. I get way more time than fucking rapists and pedophiles.
And we been knew the justice system was fucked up. We been knew. That's an argument for everybody, but it's an argument.
It's something that's really we don't have control over fixing. Like, the justice system is what it is. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
But when you go and do some dumb shit, like go try to retry criminally when they already been charged civilly, like I said, they're lawyers, so they know what the fuck they was doing. You know that shit's not going to sit and it's not going
to
fly.
A lot of prosecutors try to get over. A lot of shit happens that goes wrong. And like, that's the unfortunate of it. Like, this, it's not a perfect system. People who should be in jail go free, and people who don't deserve to be in jail are sitting there rotting away. And there are people who were wrongly accused who sit in jail, and there are people who were, should have been tried and convicted who are not in jail.
And with that being said, we're just going to leave it at this. If you out here drugging people, you're sick as fuck, you're sad as fuck, and you're fucking desperate as fuck. It's not okay to do so, and we're just going to leave that at that. And if you are being, if you are not, right,
you should reach out for help, and you should tell somebody. You should, you shouldn't have to deal with that. It's not okay, and it's never okay for anybody to be abused in that kind of way. Nobody should take advantage of your body. Nobody should take advantage of your trust.
All right. All right. Okay, so song of the week. My song of the week is called Calling My Phone by Lil TJ and 6LAK. I heard it on somebody's Instagram, and I was like, oh, that song's hot. That song's hot. So then, you know, I had to go and try to figure out what the hell the song was by listening to the lyrics 10, 12 times, because I couldn't ask Siri at that point. I felt like I jinxed myself by telling y'all what I do for my music. Then I couldn't find the song. I had to literally listen to this girl's Instagram about 10 times before I caught the lyrics and had to type it in.
I hate that.
But that's what it is, Calling My Phone by Lil TJ and 6LAK. So make sure y'all go check that out.
My song of the week, I'm throwing it, not super throwing it back to, like, you know, a nice time period in the latest 2000s. I got Control by Big Sean. Shit's dope. It's just a lot of hard bars. Kendrick's on it. Jay Sean. Oh my God, I said Jay Sean. Nope, no more tequila for me anymore. I meant Big Sean. And I'm pretty sure it's Jay Electronica. But it's a classic. It's dope. It has a lot of heart. It's like just, you know, just bars. It's literally just bars. Like, it's just super dope. It's what I like to listen to. You know, when I'm driving and I'm pissed the fuck off. So it's just super cool. So I like it. So check it out. Control by Big Sean.
My song of the week was The Biggest by Mulatto. Well, Lotto now. Changed her name.
Big Lotto.
Oh, Big Lotto. Okay. I don't know. I like the song. This was basically her talking about the changing her name. And she's like, change the name and watch they still make it an issue. Because, like, I just feel like that's something that people always deal with. No matter what kind of progress you make with yourself, somebody will always still have a problem with you, or you're always going to be dealing with something. And it's just like, you got to do that shit even when everybody's against you.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. Shoot, bang, or marry.
Shoot, bang, and marry. Okay. So I got some good ones today. For the first one, we're going to do Aquaman, Thor, or Star-Lord. Shoot, okay. Bang, marry. Go.
I would probably shoot Star-Lord. Because in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's just kind of like that annoying boyfriend that just won't shut up or chill out. And his choices of the music that he was listening to and that little walkie-talkie thing he had on his head was poop as fuck. So I'll shoot his ass. I would... this is a hard decision between Aquaman and Thor. Jeez Louise. We're just going to do a sky blue. Sky blue, sky blue. Everybody's out except for you. Okay, so I'm going to bang Thor. And I'm going to marry Aquaman.
Okay, so honestly, I'm lame as fuck, but I'm going to have to say the exact same thing. Shoot Star-Lord for the simple fact is I ain't never seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
I know. It's very embarrassing. I've never seen it. I'm going to bang Thor. His muscles are so big. He's handsome. I love his long hair, but I'm bald, so I don't know. I don't want you to be more luscious than me. No thanks.
But Aquaman got hair too.
But that's not the point. He's Aquaman. Okay. And he is lovely and beautiful, and he is so handsome, and he seems like he would be really sweet, and he seems like he would make a really good steak.
I mean, Aquaman live and play with the fish, so that means he make that pussy purr, you know.
I'm fucking dead. No, ma'am. I didn't like that reference. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. No. I'm just saying. and also I'm deathly afraid of the deep ocean, so if I have a husband who can talk to the fish and shit and tell me where like the Loch Ness monster is and like the mermaids, yeah, I'm good. So yeah, I'm a Mary Aquaman.
I just want to throw out there, everybody, that mermaids are real.
Absolutely.
So people think that I'm wrong when I say that, but mermaids are real.
Mermaids are definitely real.
I'm gonna marry Aquaman because I love that movie. If he can talk to the Kraken, I found that to be real cool. I like the Kraken.
Release the Kraken!
Oh, fucking okay. So we're just gonna go ahead and get married, and I'm gonna go live in Atlantis with him. And I am going to have to fuck Thor, because Thor used to be my boyfriend and I loved Ragnarok. So yeah, but he only had one eye, so nothing wrong with having one eye. He was just whopping it, but like, and we're just gonna have to kill Star-Lord only because, well, I have a husband and a fuck buddy already. So,
oh my goodness, sorry, Star-Lord, you just didn't make the cut at all.
You would have made the cut with Nisha. You would have. He would have. Nisha do love that man, but unfortunately,
he's not that cute either.
He's no. not ugly though.
Yeah, he's not, but
he's just not Aquaman. And Aquaman was also part of the Thraki.
Light up shoes.
Bang and Mary, Cardi, Megan, and Mulatto. Go.
Okay, I'll go first. Mary, Megan, fuck Cardi, shoot Mulatto because she's very
good. I knew she was going to say that shit.
So that's just that. I don't really need an explanation. If you don't know the explanation, then you ain't my friend. But I said what I said.
Okay, so we're definitely going to have to shoot Barty. I'm sorry.
No.
I like her, you know, as a person. But as far as, like, fucking wise, girl, no. You didn't already expose that you got that hot box. And nobody wants that, okay? Like, she didn't have too many episodes about, you know, she was in the cab fanning her coochie, putting deodorant and stuff down there, like, sis, what is going on?
We all have that deodorant moment.
You know, her
bitch, what?
You put deodorant on your coochie? Wait a minute. Now it's about to go into a whole different kind of segment.
It'd be fucking hot, like coochie sweat. Just
that's
like
why you put
armpits.
Some. That's what it's called, powder on the pussy day when it's hot. You don't put no goddamn deodorant on there, you goddamn nut.
Everybody has their deodorant time. Next.
I'm sorry, I don't think you want to eat pussy with deodorant on it.
But the deodorant days are also not the days you're supposed to get your pussy eaten. I'm not gonna put deodorant on my pussy if I'm gonna go get it eaten.
So you gonna put deodorant on your pussy while it's bloody? Because that's the only time it's not getting the eight and is if it's bloody. You're putting deodorant on bloody coochie is what you're telling
me. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
She said she put deodorant on that shit regardless.
That's also not what I said.
There's never no day.
Sierra, your turn.
I didn't even finish. And I'm not editing this out. I would shoot Barty despite the fact that my little sister thinks it's okay to put deodorant on her coochie. She probably do from watching your nasty ass.
Oh, fuck
with that. I'm gonna bang Megan because, you know, she a little freak joint, but she have been known to. And I'm gonna just marry Mulatto because out of them three, you know, she ain't got no rumors of a funky coochie. So
no, ma'am.
Other than that,
I didn't hear anything about Meg.
You know, Megan Stallion used to date Moneybagg Yo, and he was the one that exposed her, you know, telling everybody that her coochie stank. And
was
then on the WAP on the WAP video, I think probably, yeah. And then, you know, Tori also said something about her as well. And then on the WAP video,
sounds
you know
like
that
people who be hating.
girl, for real. But at the end of the day, I've had plenty of haters, and they said all they said was, "Bitch, you black as fuck." They ain't never say nothing about. I guarantee you, like I'm about to. We're not editing shit. If you ever had a day where Jasmine Coochie was tart or smelled bad, please log in and let a bitch know.
I'm never. Fucking dead. No, man.
My thing is, motherfuckers will eat that shit and then after you fall out, then be like, say some dumb shit like that. Like,
and that is true because how you gonna bash somebody, but like
you were
just that's a whole different segment. We're not even finna go there, but that was what said. I don't want, if I'm not serving up no tartar sauce, I don't want nobody else serving it.
No, man.
So we just gonna go ahead and give Mulatto that ring just because it's the lesser of the evils in this particular situation.
Really quick, I would just like to see something I saw on Twitter. No, it's okay, actually trending. Wait,
girl, no, get out of here.
No, it's important, bro.
So I am going to
It's important.
I'm going to fuck Mulatto, marry Meg, kill Cardi. That's okay. It. I mean, what's so fucking important?
So, I don't know if you guys saw the clip. I think I'm going to, if I butcher it, please, like, please don't yell at me. The girl, Sha'Carri, it looks like the one who won, like, you know, the 100-meter dash. She has the world record for the fastest. Bro, she may not be able to compete because she fucking failed a weed test. Are you fucking joking me?
My nigga, okay, literally, you made it seem like that shit was real important and relevant to what we were talking about. But what are the rules? That's what it comes down to. If the rules are no drug on your system, then the rules are no drug.
Yo, Sierra's a rule-ass bitch, and I'm so tired of it, bro. I'm so fucking tired of it. She's fucking dusting niggas with 10 seconds and 100-meter dash.
What the fuck
that got to
do with the rules?
Fuck a rule. Next question. Fuck a rule. Next question.
Like, you do that shit going into it. Like, if you know it going
we
into
break
it.
Rules every day in this bitch. She's breaking rules and records.
You break your drug test too, bitch. She should have took you. If you know your piss is hot, you don't go fucking take a piss test.
She said break your drug test too. Sierra, go to fucking hell, bro.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if she knew what the rules was, you knew what the rules was. I don't fucking know if the rules say that. They take this out their ass.
Let me make this really clear. I know what the rules are all the time, everywhere, but I'm still be high as shit in that bitch no matter where I go.
Okay,
and that's on period.
You see me, I'm high. I'm the Olympics, bitch. The fuck?
And on my way walking out, I'm a fucking light up a backwood. Next that's fucking question.
Exactly. Now, if you go out like that, but you're going to be sick as shit watching that shit from the stands and not from the track.
Oh my goodness.
A whole mess. I'm sad because she was dusting niggas. She was dusting the Jamaicans, and Jamaicans always fucking win. And
no, she killed that shit. I hope that she could somehow get around that shit. But rules are rules. Follow the rules.
And if you ever want to feel shitty about yourself by not doing the right thing in life, just call my sister Sierra. 215-000-0000.
You can hit me up on Instagram too, baby. I'll tell you what.
Sierra, go to hell, bro. Go to hell.
I am definitely the person to say I told you the answer was right in front of you. You know it. And I am just as hard as on myself as I am on other people.
I know that's right, because you definitely...
Be hard on yourself, but be high as well.
I'll smoke you. Next.
Alrighty. Well, now we're about to get into our next segment, which is Spill It, Sis. I'm about to read this advice segment to my sisters, and they're going to go ahead and give their input as well as myself. So this is to Sam Williams, and it's basically just a general question. She says, the dog got something to say?
He hyped. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the question is, basically, do you feel like men should pay for everything and women, you know, should do their part as in, you know, cook, clean, stay at home, do, you know, house duties and wifely duties? How do we feel about it? Is it a cliche or is she more of an old school type person?
I think that, for the most part, it is definitely an old school type of thing, a cliche thing to expect. It's not bad to want your spouse to pay for everything, but you got to pull your part. I feel like a lot of times people want, but they don't, like, they don't bring anything else to the table. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you expect somebody to take care of you when you don't even do what you're supposed to be doing? I feel like, yes, it is a man's job to provide for his family, but one, he shouldn't have to do it alone. And I don't even know what household wifely duties, what people are expecting. Like, your house should already be clean, you should be cooking, but, like I have no problem cooking and cleaning, but, like, if you think I'm going to go work and then come home and cook and clean for a man as well, that's out. And I also don't expect a man to sit there and have to pay everything either, because he don't live here alone.
Okay. Funny.
So I feel as though, I feel like it's all, like, just what you're expecting out of a relationship. And honestly, I'm just going to say I'm just more on, you know, who makes what. And that goes, you know, that depending on that is how, you know, the household gets run or shit gets done, is my opinion. So I feel as though if I'm with somebody and they make more than me, I feel as though they should take care of more of the bills, and then I'll do the rest. You know what I mean? But if I'm still paying something, you got to help me a little bit. But overall, you know, the home part of it is mine and mine alone. But if we're splitting everything in half, I feel like at home is everything in half as well.
Okay.
Half should definitely be in the home as well. Like, if you're, like, do your part.
So, basically, I don't know if it's because I'm a little bit older or old school. I was born in 92. So, for me, I was raised or, you know, seen that the man, you know, definitely is the one that makes the bacon, and then, you know, he brings it home and the woman cooks it, in layman's terms, you know. It's okay, but I'm, it's okay for if you do a 50-50 situation. This is actually my first relationship that I'm in where I actually do 50-50. For me, I feel like I like it, because when I wasn't doing 50-50 and the man was making the bacon, and I, you know, I still, even when I did work, my money was more so for leisure things in the relationship and stuff like that. And then, you know, we had just basically, you know, Zara was like 1-2, you know, babies cost a lot of money, Pampers and stuff like that. So he still, you know, paid all the bills and stuff. And then I just basically paid for, you know, other things that was on the list. For me, I like the 50-50 thing because I have a voice. When you're not necessarily making the bacon, you're just cooking it. When it's time to, like, you know, go your separate way or whatever the case may be, or when the bacon is a smaller portion being brought home than what you're used to because of whatever happens, like for a situation personal for me, one of my boyfriends was a lineman. So, you know, he'll usually make maybe $4,000 a week or whatever, and that money's great. That's some good bacon to be eating off of. But there's times where, you know, because his job is basically seasonal, you know, the $4,000 turned into, like, you know, maybe $1,000 a week, which is a little bit harder to stretch and shit like that. So then it becomes like you gotta deal with a lifestyle that you necessarily wasn't used to before. So you're basically always relying on somebody else, which I did not like. Here I have a little bit more freedom, a little bit more of a leeway to say what I want and what I do, what I don't want, and then we just basically break everything down the middle. So
I personally think that I believe in working as well, because I can't depend on anybody to make the income to cover everything. Like, I feel like it's hard to have that trust where I have to do it myself. Like, basically, I live by myself right now. I take care of everything by myself right now. I have a boyfriend, but we don't live together because we're not there in our relationship. But, like, I know that I can maintain a house by myself because I've been doing it for so long, you know? So, like, I personally don't want to have to put that much pressure on one person, because when you live with other people, I just feel like a two-income household automatically has more money. You have more money for leisure things. No, not one person has to worry about providing or paying for this and not having enough money for something. Because us growing up, we didn't have enough money for anything because there wasn't enough income coming in. So, like, had there been a two-income household, you know, you can put stuff in your savings. You can pay for this. You have more things for leisure. Like, you can just do more when you have more income coming into the house. You have other people working.
And that I agree with 100%. It shouldn't just
fall on one person.
I agree 100%. And for real, it took me to basically learn the hard way because I'm a little bratty, I guess, or for real, to be honest with you. Shit, I guess this is a little bratty because I'm not necessarily lazy. I've always had a job. I've been working since I was 16. So that's not really necessarily like a thing of where I wasn't working. It was just that's what I expected in my relationship. I feel like for me, my time is definitely going to cost you something. Ain't no way in hell you about to sit up under me but not pay my motherfucking bills. I don't care if we live together or not. That's just how I was raised. You know, mommy always used to say, don't let no motherfucker come to you with a pocket full of money, lay down and fuck you, and then go about your business, but your baby still need Pampers, you know, so forth and so on. I feel like for me being a mother, it's a little different because ain't no way, like I said, ain't no way in hell you're going to take time away from my child or time away from my life, period, but I'm not being compensated for something. Love is all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, love don't pay no damn bills. Love don't, you know, so forth and so on. So,
but that's why hard work pays the bills.
That's true too, but sometimes when you're a bob or you're a parent, period, you don't have the luxury of being there for your kid the way you're supposed to be there for them, especially for certain kids that need that extra attention versus, you know, a parent that, you know, it's going to be either or. Either you're going to give them that time or you're going to dedicate that time to motherfuckers that you necessarily can't stand and hate because you got to fucking make money for them. I feel like for some people, everybody's not in that position where they can find, especially nowadays, somebody that's willing to pay all your bills and you working too. So that is a blessing if you do come across somebody that loves you enough that want to take care of you. It's not necessarily something to look down upon. I feel like you should just be smart about the decision and stack your bread instead of, you know, just spending it on bullshit.
And I agree with that. I do. Like, you would hope to be in something where, like, where you can have a situation that's stable enough where you would be able to maybe not work or for them to be able to provide. Like, you just want to, basically, you want to know that you have that kind of income where you can just flex.
Right. And then not necessarily not even not work because, like, this is my second time in life where I'm not working as a parent. And for that shit drive me crazy. Like, I love my child. And I love to be around her and do arts and craft and do all that stuff. But you still need your time as an adult. And sometimes for most of us, all we do know is work. That is our time away. And right. I said I was working since I was 16. That's legally. Even before then, you know, me and Crystal, we used to work when I was 14. We used to get paid up under the table and stuff like that. So when you, that's all you literally used to, it does get boring, or you do have to find, you know, other things that, you know, can compensate for that so that you can have that me time, you know, that alone time apart from your child.
I think, like, even a part-time job would also be appropriate for some people. You know, being a full-time mom is not easy. So, like, even that is a job in itself, but you do need time outside of your children as well. Yeah. Even if it is just to have a hobby or a little part-time job or whatever it is.
I agree 100%, 150%. I agree.
All right, ladies, we did. I know what
it's like to be a full-time mom.
We did spend a lot of time on this topic, and we've been talking and arguing and sipping for a while. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm tipsy.
I'm tipsy.
And I'm ready to go.
Me too.
Okay, so what is the main feeling in your body right now? Like, what are you ladies feeling? And we'll leave on that.
I'm feeling hot.
Sierra?
I'm chill.
All right, so on the count of three, we're exiting on hot, chill, and drunk. Let's do it. One, two, three. Hot chill, and drunk. Thank you, guys. See ya.
Bye.